Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-1 Special Podcast. My name is Randall, and with me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG dad himself. Man, y'all go ahead and talk to the listeners, man.
What's up?
All right, everybody, now welcome back. Now, we got a good one today. Well, according to me, I thought it was good. I think LJ said it. I think he said it was good, too. And we'll hear more about that. But we got a good one for y'all today. But before we get to the main one, Dad, you got any sports topics you want to talk about before we get started?
I mean, do y'all really want to talk about sports right now? What's going on in the whole state of Florida about to take second place?
Look here.
Well, it was already assumed that they were going to take second place, so I'm not really.
I'm just happy that they just got to the finals. That's all. I mean,
they almost didn't make it.
They almost didn't make it. They sure didn't, but I'm just happy we was in the finals, though.
I gave them faith. They shut me down. Mm. I was like, hey, man, they'll win the next game, and they did. I was like, oh, fuck.
Nah. That boy Joker is too crazy. Ain't nobody can stop him now.
No, Joker, he does what he wants. Right.
He's too tall for most people. Anybody his height can't move the way he moves. So.
You ain't lying. But that man going crazy right now. But since
it frees up Jamal Murray to do what he wants.
Yeah.
And they're seven, eight deep also, which reminds me of like the when the Warriors first came down.
Uh
huh. When first started their dynasty, they were like 7-8. Actually, they were almost 10 deep. So.
So you saying that the Denver the next Golden State?
I'm saying they could be if everybody keeps their egos in check.
You right.
Which is not easy to do.
Right.
But everybody keeps their egos in check and stuff like that, because Michael Porter Jr., while he already got paid, he's going to want, like, probably a bigger role and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Gordon might want a bigger role and stuff like that. So you never know with these things.
Right. Now, since we really don't have too much to talk about, in sports, I'm gonna push my freaking computer off. Since Dad, you live in California, and you talking about Florida, over near your part of town is going crazy. What's going on in Las Vegas, bro? I know you heard about it.
What? How they're about to win their
The aliens and stuff like that.
Oh, I heard nothing about that, to be honest.
You heard nothing about that?
Nah.
Bruh, it's been going on crazy. They said they had a UFO land in somebody's backyard. They got video of two large aliens walking in the backyard. You ever heard about it?
Nah.
Bruh, that thing been going. It's been on my phone for the last 2 days in Las Vegas. I got to ask Dad when he get on it. Yeah.
Only thing that's been on my phone is the meltdown of Mariah Mills because of Zion.
Mm.
That's the only thing that's been on my timeline.
Do you want to talk about that?
I mean, I don't want to put nobody's business out there like that, but like, let's just say that
the boy's stupid.
I mean, there's a time where, like, you know, just the woman's fed up, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, she's pissed.
Yeah.
And she's been going on a tirade for the past 3 days. She's probably still tweeting about him right now.
Right.
So, long story short, Zion got a woman pregnant and put it on Twitter. And Mariah Mills, who is in the industry, got upset because she thought she was the only one, and she wasn't. Say that. I'm trying not to
take it too far.
Yeah, but there was some misunderstandings there.
Yeah, that man Stephen A. Smith was going there crazy on him. I started laughing when he was saying something to her. I was like, God, dog, Zion. But you know, he's young and he got a lot of money, so. Of course he gonna do something like that. Look at Ja Morant. But
oh, man.
we ain't gonna get too much of him, because in a couple of days we gonna figure out what the heck the NBA gonna do to him in a couple of days. So
30 y'all, games.
So y'all stay tuned for that. You think it gonna be 30?
I think it's gonna be 30.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure it's already been leaked out that they say it's gonna be 30.
I'm pretty sure
somebody. Already?
Yeah, some people have leaked it. They say it's going to be 30. Even if the gun was fake.
Which
it's the stupidness of the fact thing.
Yeah.
It's like you were just in trouble for this. You know what I'm saying?
In trouble for it too. You right, just in trouble for it.
It's like if a kid, like you tell a kid, hey, don't go over there, and then 10 minutes later they're going in. The punishment's gonna be harder this time than it would be the first time. Because mm-hmm. you literally just told them, they told you they wouldn't do it, you know. So,
but we'll see. Like I said, on the next episode, the information should come out. So y'all gonna hear from Dad after that. But
and just one last thing.
Yeah, go ahead
real quick. Before we go. And Ja getting mad at his friend for that is a dumb thing. Is a dumb thing about it, because his friend literally put the camera down trying to save him. Yeah, trying to save him. Nobody told you to bust out the blicky right there. Nobody told you to do that. Say, I'm gonna listen to music. Just listen to music.
And the thing is, though, when he pinned the camera towards him, Ja saw the camera and just instantly put the gun up. So, yeah, I don't see why, bro, man. And then, like you said, soon as the homeboy saw it, he turned it, like, instantly. So, if he was, I don't, like I said, I haven't been keeping up with him, but he just, at the end of the day, that was dumb, but, you know, it is what it is.
You're saying Ja says he has the wrong people around him to allow that to happen. No, that one was on Ja.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody else.
The dude was doing was just enjoying the ride and filming him listening to music, but. Like they said, man, we'll find out. But I think it's going to be, I'll say 50.
It needs to be at least till past All-Star break.
I think so.
Till All-Star break.
I think
but
so.
But 30 will be fine with me.
Yeah. He going to get a big boy fine, I know that. He going to get the fine, but, you know. But like I said.
Fine plus game checks.
Right. So, in a couple weeks, we're going to give y'all the information. Excuse me, Dad going to give y'all that information. But let's go ahead and jump into David Dosa anime, because there's one specific topic that I want to hear from both of y'all about. And y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. So, I'm going to say that flat. But let's go ahead and jump into the David Dosa anime. Demon Slayer season 4 is in production now. We all knew that was finna come, but because every season they announce they working on the next season soon as the wherever season they on about to end. So that's no surprise. But how y'all feel about season 4? Or do y'all know what season 4 gonna be about for Demon Slayer?
I do not personally.
You don't? Okay. I ain't gonna spoil it.
I haven't read the manga on that one, so.
Okay. LJ, how about you, LJ?
I don't remember any of the arcs right now, so.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, like, some of the stuff, like, with the, like, we know it's going to be in production.
Right.
So, it's sometimes weird when they put that on a site. It's like, oh, they begin production. And it's just weird to me, because I'm like, yeah, they begin production. They already announced they're going to have a season 4 to it. So
they obviously they do it every season, every year.
So I don't understand the point of announcing it. But I believe that that's what they do in Hollywood too. So yeah. I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah. It's just a matter of letting people know, hey, we're working on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Instead of them saying, hey, we're going to take a break after the season, they probably like, hey, we this season's still going, but we working on next season. But without any spoilers for y'all and for the listeners out there, pretty much this is the climax. So we getting close to the end of Demon Slayer. We got, after this season, there should be one more season, that'd be it. So we getting close to the climax. So out of all, if they do 5, this one should be I say number two, depending on if they do what I think they're going to do. If they follow, they should follow the manga. But this should be like top three in out of the seasons. So this one kind of important. And then, the, you know, the last one going to be the important one. But this one going to be important without even spoiling. So for everybody out there, season four is in production. Like I said, I ain't going to spoil it because LJ dad don't know about it. So if y'all want to look at it, y'all can look it up. Now, LJ Lord and Savior, One Piece creator, is getting eye surgery. So apparently he getting like distortion and blur vision. And allegedly, I don't know how true this is, allegedly he's working on the final arc for One Piece. Like I said, I don't know if that's true or not. But that was the article said. He's working on the last final arc of One Piece. But he wanna, you know, he wants that to be the best piece of One Piece, which I understand. So he taking a 1 month break after the surgery. So how y'all feel about that?
I mean, the man needs his
rest. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
I always felt that way. Like, you know, like, hey, if you got something going on that's more important, you know, take care of yourself, you know.
Right.
That's the way I always felt about it, so.
I got you. So everybody out there, the manga is going to take a break. I think he said he getting it at the end of June, I think. So around July is when One Piece is going to take a little break from the manga. I don't know about the anime, but I know for a fact the manga going to take a hit. Now, Bleach is coming back in July 8th. And I think this is the last part of the 1,000-year Blood War. Hey, y'all seen it? Have y'all watched it yet?
Nah, I'm waiting for it.
You ready to binge watch it? Yeah, me too. How about you, Dad?
Yeah, same.
You ready to binge watch it? So, yeah. I think this one's going to be 25 episodes, I think. Because I think me and LJ covered this a long time ago. I think they said this one going to be, the 1,000-year blow was going to be like 51, 52 episodes, something like that. So I think this one going to be like 25. I could be completely wrong, but this one should be close to 2025. So I'm with Dad and LJ. I'm going to wait until it's finished and I'm going to be able to watch it. Similar to Demon Slayer, because Demon Slayer last episode is next week. And I'm a binge watch all that. So, the last is probably the one that's going to trigger out both of y'all. Boruto fans share multiple comparison images showing that Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse took inspiration from the anime. Now, Dad, I don't know if I should let LJ go first or let LJ go last. Cause I don't know. But LJ, what you want to go first? You want to go last?
I'm not gonna say nothing.
Yes, you is.
I'm not.
All right, Dad, go ahead.
Oh, I'm gonna need Boruto so fast.
Hold on, time out. Before y'all say anything though, y'all can't talk about Attack on Titan fans.
Yes, we can talk about both of them.
No, you can't.
I can't.
Baruto is way worse than Attack on Titan. That's all
what's
I gotta
wrong
say.
Wrong is wrong. I'm not, just because Baruto is out of pocket doesn't mean that the Attack on Titan people are not out of pocket at times too. We ain't out of this type
of out of pocket though.
Y'all close. What? No. Y'all can be worse in some ways.
So this,
y'all act like y'all invented anime some days.
I mean, we technically did, but y'all go, y'all continue though.
Point. Case in point.
But how you feel about this though, man?
So, the one they use for an example, right? About the mother kissing the son. First of all, in Boruto, she's hugging him, right?
Right.
Right. In Spider-Verse, she's giving a kiss. I don't know how many times I've seen a cartoon or something like that. I remember The Simpsons did it to where, like, Marge was, like, giving Bart a hug and a kiss. She goes, Mom, it's like it is embarrassed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody does this. Get off your high horse. Like, Boruto, you're not the first anime. You're not the first animation thing to do anything. You're not the first person to ever tell a story. Stop it. You're drunk. Stop it. It's annoying.
That's all that?
I really, I can't, well, I want to say it's not safe for TV or, like, podcast, so.
LJ, I know you got something you got to say.
I'm not going to say nothing. I'm really not, because I feel like if anybody would see that, they would say something must be wrong with the Naruto fans. It's just stupidity for you to think that you created or somebody's taking reference from you. Technically, you took reference from your original anime, who took reference from Dragon Ball Z, who took reference from Kung Fu movies, who took reference from whenever the first goddamn movie was fucking... I'm done.
Jackie Chan.
Naruto fans are stupid. I'm not sure who's worse, AOT or Naruto fans. Don't worry. AOT will show their colors soon enough, closer to time when the anime come out, its final episode.
The greatest ending to ever exist in anime.
And then goodness gracious, when that ending comes out, y'all gonna try to defend it for your lives, because it's gonna be the same ending from the manga, and y'all gonna defend it. And it's, again, nothing wrong with the ending. It's not the ending anybody wants, but y'all going to defend it to death, where I'm going to say it's the worst ending in anime history. Mm-hmm. So both of y'all are...
Hold on, what was that?
That was Siri.
It's the delusion and it's the audacity. It's the whole audacity of the thing. Capital A audacity. Like, I am like, what is your problem?
Mm-hmm.
To think that somebody copied you off of... You know what? Let me stop.
I found there's no way in reasoning with AOT or Naruto fans.
There's not.
You just lock them up in a padded cell and just let them live their lives in their delusions.
Well, according to Naruto, they made Spider-Verse. So for all you people out there, they had a little, I don't know when this was, but...
Can we just have, like, a little battle royale between AOT fans and Naruto and see who comes out on top?
Nobody.
The fans.
Mm.
Nobody. They'll take each other.
But they will eliminate each other.
Yeah.
So, the rest of us... Thing. Right. They eliminate each other, and then the rest of us can go on with our lives without hearing them anymore.
Mmm. That's how you feel, LJ?
Yeah.
I feel you, man. But... Fans of Naruto took to the internet to say that Spider-Verse was inspired for Naruto. So that is... Hold on, let me double check. 1, 2, 3. Yep, that is all for your daily dose of anime brought to you by the Facebook group. Now, let's go ahead and get to the main topic. Now, Xbox Showcase happened today. So when y'all see this, the Showcase happened 2 weeks ago. So, all three of us saw it, and I'm going to save my stuff for last, and we're going to let the OG dad talk about it. So, Dad, what you got to say about the showcase?
Well, I take a ton of notes for a lot of things about it. I would like to start to talk about Starfield last, though. That's going to be the biggest thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
They did a whole, like, hour at the end
for Starfield. Well, they went all out for Starfield. You right.
Mm-hmm. And it showed the watch, too. They showed the watch.
You saw that the collector's edition?
Yeah.
But they got a astronaut case for it and all types of stuff.
Yeah. They doing the most right now.
That's why I text LJ. I'm saying mine after LJ.
A few things. I'm glad that Atlas is doing something besides Persona, because all they see Atlas will push out is mostly Persona, and there's a few Persona things in the showcase, excuse me. But they also have a game called Metaphor, and it looks great. It looks like a great turn-based RPG, but I'm just glad that they're doing something besides just giving us more Persona. And I'm starting to feel like Persona 5 is like their Final Fantasy 7.
Mm-hmm.
To where like they just gonna keep adding stuff and doing more things. Like they have like a they have another one on there, like a mini one, like Tactics. It's Persona 5 Tactics type of thing. So it's and they already had a bunch of add-ons and stuff to it already. So it's the whole thing by itself, I enjoyed it. I will say this, that while I have complete faith in Starfield, this showed me that they have more going on, a lot more going on than just Starfield that's coming to Game Pass, to where like Game Pass is going to be just fine. It's going to be great by itself. So, I mean, they started off with Fable, which I didn't even remember they're still working on that.
Right.
You know. So, I really enjoyed it. I can't wait to play Fable, to be honest. So, anybody else got anything? I could go through every single one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. Star Wars one that they did right after Fable looked great. Looked good. Payday 3, I was seeing that one. Looks like they're upping the violence on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like all they showed was the. Huh?
I was just gonna say, yeah, it looks less of the bank heist and more you just shooting up and then shooting your way out.
Yeah. Like, I didn't see no tactical whatsoever. Just, we just gonna shoot our way through and shoot our way out. Like, I didn't know we're still doing Fallout 76.
Me
apparently
either.
We are.
Yeah.
Atlantic City DLC. Let's see. Hellblade 2, day one Game Pass. That's good, because the first Hellblade was actually pretty decent. So, I liked it. It was a lot of day one Game Pass stuff. To where I was like, hey, like, you're here to stay. What surprised me, though, is the new Elder Scrolls DLC is not on Game Pass.
Okay.
That threw me off a little bit. I was like, oh, that's not on Game Pass? But probably because it's the pay-to-play type of thing.
Right.
So, that's probably why. And the, and last thing, the Cyberpunk DLC with Idris Elba. Like, a lot of this stuff, too, I was like, they're still making DLC for this?
Yeah, like, I think they said they're going to drop, like, two big ones, and then that's it. So this
I'm about
the first
to say, I don't think they had a little minor update. They had a lot of changes to it, but it wasn't anything too crazy. This is the first DLC.
Yeah. They got, like, a little roadmap about it.
A few years ago, though, right? Like, 2-3 years ago?
That wasn't DLC. That was like that update to fix the game for you.
No, I'm saying the Cyberpunk itself came out 2-3 years ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It came out 2020.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but like this DLC never comes out this late, though.
No, but that because the game was broken. They didn't fix the game until 2022.
Yeah, that game was. And then on top of that, they were working on old gen too. They had a roadmap. And they had a little showcase before the E3 thing happened. They said that they're going to drop, like, two big DLCs. The first one, like, the one that's about to drop now, they said they're going to take a few years to make it. But, yeah, I remember it because I was telling LJ, I ain't going to pick up Cyberpunk until they drop all the DLC because I don't want to pay for a full game and then drop $40, $50 for a DLC. Then I spent $200 where I could save and wait till the whole DLC drop where I could just spend like $80-some for it. But yeah, they had like a whole roadmap for Cyberpunk.
Okay. Yeah, but like it had Idris Elba in it too, which was like, which I was like, wow, like y'all really went all out for this game, didn't y'all?
They sure did.
For it to be broken initially, but I loved it though. I loved Cyberpunk when it came out initially.
Right.
Like, I appreciated it, but do y'all y'all want to talk about Starfield together, or is you can give you like?
No, this is all you. Go ahead.
Okay, so Starfield look absolutely. I am it. It alleviated any worries I had about it. To be honest, the fact that you can, first of all, TLDR version, it's Mass Effect on steroids.
Mm-hmm. You right.
I don't think it's Mass Effect. I think it's more No Man's Sky with Mass Effect shooting and gameplay.
Talking about Starfield?
Yes, I feel like it's more No Man's Sky.
I can see what you say. I can see what you say.
The same concept as No Man's Sky, except for there's actually a story. You actually fight people, and it put like what they kept saying, Bethesda type stuff in there. But the base, the shell of it reminds me of No Man's Sky.
I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Can we say that it's like No Man's Sky and Mass Effect had a baby then?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
And the baby did a lot of push-ups in the womb.
I ain't gonna lie to you, though. All that, they showed, so, bro, that game got so much stuff going on. So much stuff.
So much depth to it that, like, to be honest, like, I was like, I don't know if I'm, like, I'm going to play it day one. Don't get it wrong.
But right.
Like, just the, like, the customization of creating your dude is so much depth to it.
So much.
I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for all this.
You ain't lying.
I'm going to play it. I will be there day one. I'm going to stream it.
I just want to add one thing. Another game that had major amounts of character creation was also... the game we were just talking about.
What game were we talking about?
Cyberpunk.
So you think, hold on, now, Dad, before you say anything, so you think Starfield gonna pull the Cyberpunk?
No.
You don't think so?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
There's similarities.
I think you're throwing shade, a little shade there.
I'm just saying that there's similarities between all these games.
Mm.
The only thing, I have nothing bad to say about Cyberpunk, and looking at it and seeing what happened throughout it, it looks good. I can't say it don't look like a good game. It's just, I see everybody getting hyped about it, but I'm like, we've been down this road with Bethesda. Bethesda made a cool bag and thing for... Or it was, I think it was like the little pip thing, the thing that stays in your arm, for 76, and that everybody pre-ordered it, and when they got the bags and things, it was just a regular like green carry-on bag, not the material. Like it was supposed to be this military high-grade material that these bags was gonna be made out of. It's not. Now the watch looks good, and the box looks good, but that's one thing. Like they're trying to make up for 76, which is fine. They have to. They need to. But I'm also just worried of things that I've seen from it. I think it's gonna be a good game. It's gonna be great. I keep seeing these similarities, and I say, oh, this happened with that. Oh, this happened with that. Oh, this happened with that. Have they learned from other people's mistakes plus their own? More than likely, yes. But I just want I'm more of the side of you keep your expectations low and you won't be sad.
See, it's hard to keep expectations low when this is what they're showing you all the time. So, like, the fact that
this is the first time we've seen like a big major thing.
But they talked about it. They hinted at where they're going to talk about all the planets you can explore and all the things you can do. They've been talking about it for a while. Today was the first time they really showed everything that you could do. But I'm in at this point. Like, mm-hmm. I was already all in beforehand. But, like I even thought about putting money down for, like, another version. I'm not going to do it, but I thought about it.
I'm about to collect the collector's edition?
One of them, yeah.
Ooh, I got you.
But I'm not going to do it. I thought about it.
Yeah. How much is it, though? How much is it?
Like $400.
How much? LJ?
I said probably $400.
Oh.
Because that watch and that box, well, the box might not cost that much, but that watch going to cost a little something.
Let's see.
Yeah, let me look this up.
Let's see. Starfield Collector's Edition. Bethesda Gear. It is two something. I could have, my phone went blank. It is allowed $277. Yep. I mean, to be honest with you, ain't that bad. Because like you said, the watch itself probably is more than that. And then you get the game, and then you get like the DLC, all that other stuff.
Well, I just hope the watch is good quality. But you ain't going to really, people ain't going to really like wear the
watch.
Nah,
they ain't going to, heck no. They're just going to be, you know.
They probably.
Yeah. But before Dad continue on with his Starfield and the showcase stuff, I will say about this, because y'all was talking about worrying all that stuff. I'm not really too worried about the game because of what all I saw. They literally had a showcase showing everything in the game for an hour straight. Cyberpunk, Anthem, and whoever big games that was out there never... Well, Cyberpunk did. They did like a 20-30 minute one, but... They never did one this in depth. Now, I can say there's two things that we got to look out for. The first thing is, and it's Anthem's fault, is when the game launch, is it going to still look like that from the showcase? Because Anthem showed something completely different on their showcase, and when we got it on our consoles or PC, that thing looked like an empty Clay-Doh world. So that's one thing that we gotta watch out for. Is Starfield gonna downgrade the graphics when it come out? Because like they said, it's over 1,000 worlds. That's big that you can explore. They say you can explore all 1,000 worlds. Now that's something we gotta worry about. Two is the performance. The game can be the game can be finished, but is how the performance going to be? Because you can't sit here and tell me that 1,000-something planets on one game going to burn your freaking PC and Xbox. So those are the only two things we got to worry about. There's performance and if they're going to downgrade. Because they quote-unquote saying that it's running on Xbox Series X. I think that's what they said. But... ain't no telling once we get the final product, you know, when we get it to our hands, are they going to downgrade it? Are they going to make it? Because that city look alive. But when we get it and start playing it, are we going to see 150 people walking? Or are we going to see like maybe 10 people walking in the city? You know what I'm saying? So.
I hear what you're saying. They did say that what they were showing was on the Series X edition, though.
Right.
Like, that's what they're saying. And I think it's too close to launch to scale down.
Right.
At this point. So I believe what they showed us is what we're going to get. The Anthem stuff, what they showed us, there's still, like, a lot of time left before the game launched. So... Well, right here, it's around the corner almost, you know?
Yeah, you're right, because we got like 3 months, right? In July, August, September, like 3 months?
Yeah. And like, that time's usually like distribution set up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You're just kicking out, you're just prettying up the colors and all that stuff, you know? Like,
right.
So, yeah, I don't see anything. Big from the changes coming out from after this.
Right. Oh, obviously, you got anything else?
No, that's my opinion on it. Yeah. Are you gonna play Starfield?
Talking about me?
Yeah.
I'm most definitely gonna play. I'm on Game Pass right now. Because I wrote it down. I beat 1, 2, 3, 4. I beat 4 games, and I'm playing like 3 of them. Or I'm playing 3 different ones right now. So yeah, I'm most definitely going. Huh?
PC Game Pass.
Yes, sir. PC Game Pass. Nice. Yes, sir. So I'm gonna play day one. I'm gonna play day. Well, it's all of it. Well, I won't say I won't play day one. I'm gonna play it, But I'm gonna try my best to play day one because ain't no telling what the heck I'm gonna be doing around that
the
time.
The fact they're putting it on Game Pass, like.
I think majority of the games that they show is going to be on Game Pass. I think.
Like, I would say if I had to put a number on it, it was probably like 65-70% of the game they showed.
Yeah.
Said day one Game Pass.
Yeah.
So. Which only when I was shocked that wasn't day one Game Pass was the Elder Scrolls one. But I kind of understand that because it's a paid service. So.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, yeah.
You got anything else that about the showcase?
No, not really. Like, other than like, like, I know I said Atlas. Like, I'm glad they did bring out a new game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they run Persona to the ground. Like, Atlas is going to like keep. Busting out Persona stuff for the next 20 years.
Oh yeah, they ain't gonna give up.
And that's the cash cow. You know, right. That's the cash cow. It's their Final Fantasy. So I'm late to the game with the Personas. I just started a Persona. I started with Persona 5
mm-hmm.
when it came to Game Pass, and I'm 80 plus hours in.
Yeah, that game long. Trust me, I'm the same way. I started Persona late. I'm on Persona 3 Golden right now.
Yeah, I started Persona 5. And I'm loving the game. Don't get me wrong. I'm 80 hours in. I'm like, this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere that it can be more than 100 hours. So I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like I'm towards the end of it, though. Like, the last palace thing or whatever. But still, like, it's a good play. It's a really good playthrough, so.
I got you. Yeah, them Persona games, when I started playing Persona 3, because Persona 3, it was 3, 5 Strikers or Royal, I think, one of the two. And there's another one that came on Steam like a couple years ago before they started merging with Xbox. And I always wanted to play Persona, but around the time they came out, my mom was like, yeah, we not finna do that. But anyways, so once I was able to get my own money and all that stuff, I started with Persona 3 Golden, and I played a couple minutes on that, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to try to play all the Persona games. I'm going to try. But like you said, them games long. Extremely long. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind a getting longer RPG, because it tells me the story's there.
For sure. You got anything else, Dad, before we head it over to LJ?
No, go ahead and LJ.
All right, Mr. Expert of the Games, what you got to say about the showcase?
I know why I'm the expert.
Man, just go ahead and say what you got to say.
I think the showcase was really good. They showed a lot of games. Again, a lot of those games aren't coming out until next year, so... The slew of games they have coming out are in 2024. It might be Xbox year. We still have to decide on just how good those games will be. Dad's talked about them. You have Fable. You have the new Star Wars Outlaws. There was another Star Wars game.
I know what you're talking
about. I can't remember the name right now.
Hold on, I got the list. But go ahead, I'll let you know.
Midnight Suns looks interesting. I just hope that turns out good because it kind of reminds me a little bit of Forspoken. But hopefully they do better care than Sony did with theirs. I thought Skyrim was finally dead, but obviously not since there's DLC. I thought Sea of Thieves was kind of dead, but now they have DLC for that one. So, okay. I'm trying to think of what else
is interesting. There's still people on Sea of Thieves rocking the ships and everything.
Yeah, they got a whole community. They
right. I know there's like a I know there's like a cult following, you know, and that's fine and good. I just thought overall they was done with it, but obviously,
nah.
Like I said, they're not.
Hold on, before you say anything, LJ. Something happened. They did an update. They did a huge update. That was around the time Destiny did a update. They did a huge update. I'm surprised you don't remember this because Mr. Fruit made a video about it. And I think, to be honest with you, a lot of people probably don't realize this, but me personally, if it wasn't for Mr. Fruit and him and I forgot his Blue and all the and I think his name Robbie, he made that video and blew up. And ever since he made that video, everybody started making videos around that DLC. So it was some DLC Sea of Thieves did that changed the game completely, and after that, it just blew up out of nowhere. It did like a No Man's Sky situation where it was about to die, but they did his last DLC, and they pretty much were about to give up on it. And then that DLC blew out of nowhere, and here we are with a whole new, you know, community with Sea of Thieves. But yeah, Sea of Thieves was legit about to close, like shut down. And then they did that DLC, wherever DLC that was, and then out of nowhere, they just got big.
Mm. Okay, I'm trying to remember it, but I'm not sure which one it is. Now, okay, so going on, there's some other things. So we talked about Atlus, and they have a new IP, I guess you call that IP.
Right.
It's still based off of, like, Persona and their original game, Shin Kami, whatever. But it's in a different role, I guess you could say. So that's interesting. You have Ubisoft sold off some stuff. If you want to, you can play Persona 3. They made a remake of that one. And I think that's some of the bigger ones. Oh, and the Cyberpunk DLC that's coming out. So I said all of this before, saying that those games were good. There were some other things, some indie games, they look good, too. I think everybody wants to hear about Starfield. I like the game. It looks good. Will I be playing it day one? No. And that's because I have another game I will more than likely be playing.
What is it?
Before then. Spider-Man 2. It comes out that month, the month before.
I got you.
So I'll probably be playing that one. But when I get the time after I beat that one, I will play it.
You'll probably have already beaten it by the time it comes out, though.
Here's the thing about the Spider-Man games. One, yes, depending on the schedule. But one, Spider-Man is the only game I have ever prestiged on PlayStation, never. And I plan on doing the same thing. And based on my schedule, it probably will take me 100 hours along with some other things. So, foreseeing all of that, I think I probably won't get done until December, and then I'll play Starfield then. That's just based off of my schedule and me seeing it. But, I mean, I'm a play. No ifs, ands, or buts. I do see it more of as a No Man's Sky. When they was talking about, like I said, I see it as a shell of a No Man's Sky, and then they put a shooter on top of it. Now, you can even say it's more like, as Dad said, Mass Effect, which it probably is after he said that. I would think it's a little bit more like 76, but without its shooting system, where, you know, you can focus in on a body part and hit that. But the shooting kind of remind me of that a little bit when I was first looking at it. I think the game's going to do really well. I think it comes out within the time span for Game of the Year. So yeah, it should be up for Game of the Year for this year. So you will have a fight between this game and Tears of the Kingdom, Zelda.
That will be horrible.
So if it goes as everything we have seen, which it does look good, and this is one of the few times we have seen Bethesda go all out. Again, Bethesda needed to go all out because of how bad 76 ended up. They haven't had a game, if I'm remembering correctly. Them themselves haven't done a game since 76 messed up. So, with all of that being said, I think this saves Bethesda, and Xbox won't murder them, pretty much. And what I mean by murder is just, like, break them down, send them to other studios, or make a new studio out of them. I think this saves them. They get money to make a new Fallout, and then everybody be smooth sailing from then on out. I am interested to make sure that the game runs smoothly, because I do think it's going to be powerful for too powerful for some PCs. I do not think they're going to be asking for 30s, but there's a high chance that it could be.
Talking about 30s. Let me tell you something. And I didn't mean to interrupt you. Starfield is legit going to blow up people's PC. If you don't have a 30 series card, whoever listens to this, or whenever LJ edit this for me to put on TikTok, if you don't have a 30 series card, get Starfield on a console. Because this game is going to be so graphically heavy, even a 40 series probably won't even handle this. So I probably going to have a hard time playing this myself. But just know, like I said, the only way you probably, that's why I say they probably, when it comes to PC, that's probably when they're going to downgrade it, because the game is just too big. You can visit 1,000 planets in this game. That's unheard of. I think Star Citizen could do that. I don't know. But it's going to be hard to run this game, point blank. So if you got a console, get this game on console. Do not get on PC, because I can guarantee you the PC port for this game here, you're going to need a 30 series. Maybe it probably you probably gonna need a 4080 at most to run it comfortably, where you're gonna have 60 frames, point blank. Cause if they gonna keep it with these graphics and these planets gonna look heavy like they did today, no 20 series, damn sure no 10 series, and most of the 30 series, depending on which resolution you play, it's not gonna reach 60 frames. That's all. But I ain't mean to take that long, LJ.
I mean, if you can play a 30, play a 30. If you want to play a game, but yeah, I think this game is going to be really good, and I think it's going to answer a lot of questions for what Xbox and Bethesda and all these other partnerships that they have going on, and what they're expecting from these companies. Because, like, it was actually said earlier this week by somebody, but pretty much consoles are about to die, and what's going to be left are game passes or game subscription sites, just like Xbox or Steam or something else. It's going to be interesting how cloud-based gaming is, you know, we just got word about the new Apple
headset goggles.
Right. So, it is interesting how some of this stuff is all coming together, and it's going to affect gaming from now on. And just interesting seeing the evolution of what's going on there. But yeah, I think Starfield's good. It's going to be fine. I might not be as hype as the other twos about it, but I think it's going to be a good game, at least.
That's it.
That's it.
All right. So.
Okay, and before you go, Randall.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to point something out. This is like, I don't know if it's the first, but it has to be up there. Like, this is one of the first showcases where there was no Halo. And there was no Gears of War.
I don't think it's the first.
I really don't know. It could be, though.
Because usually there's a Halo mention, or like there's a Gears of War mention or something like that.
Now, I will say, I would agree with that. This is the first time where we didn't have either one. I can agree with that. And then speaking of Halo, I just beat Halo Infinity, I think that's the name. Infinity, because I told LJ about it, because they had a Infinite. Yeah, because they just put in co-op. So I just beat Halo. That game is trash, bruh. It is, cause LJ know. RP to our homeboy David. LJ know. We used to have them Halo LAN parties at his crib all the time. LJ know. We used to play Halo 1 through, I think 4, 3 was out that time when we last
it.
It was 3. But yeah, LJ know. Bruh, this Halo game here, it was legit maybe 6-7 main missions. And that's it. I legit beat this Halo campaign in maybe 8 hours. And I damn near did everything on the map too, and when they did the cutscene, I was like, wait a minute, this it? Yeah, man, the game, yeah, Halo garbage. LJ know, cause that right there, especially what happened to a homeboy, that game or Halo franchise, yeah, it went downhill after that game. So, but I agree with you that that's the first time we ain't getting nothing from Gears of War or Halo. At the best showcase.
Yeah, and that shows me that they do have like more going on than like Halo. Like they're relying on other IPs, which they needed to do. So yeah, just throw that out there.
You ain't lying though. But because I text LJ, Xbox. I don't know what's going on with Xbox, but Xbox is pushing Starfield to be their next big thing. Because that's all they was talking about. And Redfall pretty much leaked all that information out, because they basically said, like, yeah, while we was making Redfall, Microsoft basically stole damn near half the people who was working on Redfall to go focus on Starfield. So we ain't had too many folks to work on Redfall. They legit took everybody from us to work on Starfield. I was like, yeah. They trying to make Starfield the next big thing, and that's pretty much what they doing. Like I said, if you can visit 1,000 planets and customize your ship and make it a transformer and all the other customization, yeah, this is going to be a big game, but we just got to wait to see. But I give Gears of War next year, or we may get some by the end of the year.
So about that, I'm not saying this is what you did, but people were talking about that. Companies do that, like they pull people away from it.
Yeah,
I just did a video about EA doing the same thing,
mm-hmm,
from the Star Wars MMO. They're pulling people from that to work on the new Mass Effect, the Dragon Age.
Right.
So like, there's a priority list of what they want to come out, what needs to be good, and stuff like that. And not only that, sometimes you can just see the writing on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, they probably said, "Hey, Redfall, not gonna be great. let's just." Poor resources and have them focus on something else.
Mm-hmm.
Jury's still out on the Star Wars one, but they say, you know what? Let's pull resources and start working on Mass Effect and Dragon Age. You know?
Right.
So, companies all over do this. So, let's not make this a Microsoft. I'm not saying that's what you did, but like, I've seen a lot of online where it's like, oh, they're burying everything else. Sometimes you just see the writing on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and now you ain't lying, because they did at the Anthem. They stopped everything for Anthem, and we saw how that went. But it's my turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I ain't gonna say too much, because yeah, I pretty much said exactly what I was about to say. But I'm just gonna go over pretty much the games. Avowed, I'm probably gonna put. To be honest with you, the only games that I probably won't play from this showcase, Forza Motorsport. Well, I may. It all depends on how I feel, because I used to be a try-hard racing fan. Well, y'all know, because I keep on begging Nintendo to make Mario Kart. But But Forza, I used to play heavy really? Back in the day. Yeah. So I don't know. I may play it. I may not. Microsoft Flight Simulator, that's a no. But I do like the changes that they're doing because you can rescue. You can do. They give you like a billion scenarios that you can do. But Flight Simulator, any simulators, to be honest with you, is not a game for me. Because I'm like, bro, I could just do that in real life instead of, you know, playing on a video game. So
You can fly in real life.
I said I could. Look here. Y'all ain't going to twist my words. I could go ride a plane. How about that? I can go ride a plane.
Yes, you can go ride a plane.
So
mountain rescue and all that stuff on your own. You can do that your own. Is that what you're telling me?
Give me about 6 months.
Oh, right. I almost said something.
You know, I got a trigger, y'all. But Flight Simulator, I probably won't play that. What else? It's another game they had on here. The Cities Skyline 2. I'm most definitely not gonna do that. I'm not finna just sit there and build a city. I just can't. So those probably make sure. Yeah, those the only three games from that showcase that I'm not finna play. Everything else I'm most definitely gonna play. Day one probably not, but I'm most definitely gonna put on my and Fallout 76. I ain't gonna play Fallout. I'm not a huge Fallout fan. Not finna get too deep into that, but yeah, I'm not finna.
Like I said, I'm surprised they'll still do a DLC for that. Like I was like, oh, yeah, we still doing this, huh?
To be honest, which I thought they gave up on after the launch of 76, but
I actually have a friend who plays it every, who goes back to it every few months. So I'm gonna talk to him about it and ask him like.
But the thing is, though, Dad, we probably know Fallout got a crazy community though.
Oh, Fallout itself has a crazy community.
Yeah.
I don't know about Fallout 76 though.
Yeah. So I just
I know a lot of people who still go back and play Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Play Fallout New Vegas, like Fallout itself has a crazy community. I just don't know if it's 76.
Right. But that's why I can see. That's why I like, yeah, they, yeah, Fallout got a crazy community. So yeah, they don't, like you said, they go back and play all the old games and all that stuff. So I can still see why they still making some content for 76. And let me make sure. Yeah, that's all the games. All right, so it's just those three games that I'm not gonna play. But Avowed, I'm probably gonna play. That game looked decent. Clockwork Revolution, that game caught my attention. I'm probably, because that came out in 2024, so depending on what I'm doing, I may play that day one, because that's coming to Game Pass as well. Fable, I'm probably going to play it day one as well, just because the hype behind it and how long everybody been waiting for this game to come out, and it's open world action RPG, so I'm probably going to play that. Day one, depending on what I'm doing, but if I'm not doing anything, I'm probably gonna play day one, especially since they're coming on Game Pass. Like I said, Forza, it all depends on how I'm feeling. If I feel like downloading it, I'll probably download it. Flight Simulator, not gonna get. The Hellblade 2, I'm probably gonna play because I got the other Hellblade 2, whatever one that's on Game Pass now. I'm about to play that one, so I probably am going to play this one because I just from looking at it and from the videos and stuff that I saw on Hellblade 2, it looked like a game that I'm going to play. South of Midnight. Now, this game, this one caught my attention. This one give me that Louisiana type stuff. So, I'm in. Huh?
So, I would hope so.
So this
it had voodoo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it gave me that New Orleans. What the heck did I just press? It gave me that New Orleans feel. So I'm very excited about this. And then plus it's down here with us, LJ, because it said it's based off of Southern folktale. So it's around our area. So I'm most definitely gonna play that. And then y'all better not say I'm racist, but it got our people in it, so you know I'm gonna play it. But we got that. Starfield, oh, of course, I'm going to play that. Now, Towerborn, That right there. Okay, Dad. Go ahead. What you about to say?
I immediately said no.
You ain't getting that one. You ain't playing that one.
That will not touch my hard drive.
Damn.
As of right now.
Oh, wow. I might play it, though. This looked like a cool little indie game, you know. Well, not indie, because it's made for, it got Microsoft behind. But, it you know, it looked like a cool game. I might play it when I'm bored. And it looked like a game where you probably will beat it in 5 hours, in one sitting. So I'll probably play it, beat it in like 3 days, and delete it from my hard drive. So I might play that. 33 Immortals. That looked like a game. Now, this here, I'm surprised you ain't say nothing about this, LJ, because this gave me Hades vibes. Because I'm surprised you ain't say nothing about this.
Not really. It reminds, what's the other game? I mean, there's something similar to it. It's because it's not really a roguelike. What you're doing is a co-op game with 33 people, and I'm not really sure what the end result is.
Just to kill everything?
Right. It's just to kill stuff and reach and fight off the wrath of God.
But like I said, this game looked like your type of game. I was surprised you ain't say nothing about it, though.
I saw it. I wasn't that interested in it, really.
Okay. But I might play this. Like LJ said, they got 33 co-op. I probably won't play it, because by the time I get around to it, I probably can't find 33 people to play this. Now, they got matchmaking, that's a different story, but I highly doubt around the time I decide to play it. But it do look like a good game, like I said. So that's another W. City Skylines 2, that's like Dad said, that's damn sure is not touching my hard drive, because I'm not finna sit here and just build cities. Now, if it was that roller coaster game, that's a different story, because I used to do that back in elementary school, but now. Dungeons of Hintzberg, I think that's how you say his name. I'm going to get this game, or I'm going to download it. This was like a fun game. It gave me that, what's this game called? High Risk, the one Bethesda just made. Yeah, Hi-Fi Rush. It looked like something like that. It gave me that little, that type of game. But this don't come out till 2024, So yeah, this one I'm probably gonna play. Not day one probably, but most of it gonna play it though. Wherever you say this name, Just Stand, the game where you just literally climb. How y'all feel about that? Where is this a game where you climb?
There's something out there for everybody.
That's the perfect answer there, Dad. What you about to say, OJ?
Nothing. I agree with that. There's something out there for
now, the graphic wise, it look amazing. I ain't gonna lie to you. It look amazing, but I'm not finna just play the game where you climb and you just look at your settlement, then you go back to climbing, and then you get to the top, and then that's the end.
I literally put on my notes that Just Ant, I just put meh.
So the only way I play this game is if I legit beat every game that's on my library, and I legit don't have nothing else to play, and I'll probably play this. But I will keep it, because I think this is coming on Game Pass as well. I will keep this on the back burner just in case one day you don't think I'm going to play it. I don't know.
No,
I'm
not going to say nobody's going to play it. No, you're not going to play it.
Well,
only way I will ever play it if I am sitting at the airport and none of my other cloud-based games are working, nothing's working, and this is the only one that will load up, and it's telling me, it sent me a message saying, hey, Just Ant is the only one that will load up for you. Then
even your phone not working?
Yeah, even my phone is not working.
Oh, man.
I'd be like,
you might as well just take
all I got to say is, God dog, LJ.
Oh, and I just drank a monster or something like that, so I'm wide awake. So,
y'all disrespected the game, but I don't know. The game it looked nice. I don't know. I keep it on the back burner, because y'all may never know what may happen. Now, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, most definitely copping. Albatzikas, but I love the Yakuza.
Yakuza games are always good. Yeah, that one stayed in the same vein as the other one.
Right, so I'm most definitely gonna get this one. I got all of them on Game Pass. I don't know which one I'm gonna start because apparently you gotta play them in a select order to actually get the story. So I'm gonna try to play it in order, but Yakuza 6, Like a Dragon, I want to play that one first, but they say no because you're gonna be confused as hell. And you got to play them in order. So I'm going to try my best to play them in order. If I get too confused, I'm going to say screw it. And I'm just going to play whichever one I want to play. But Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, most definitely going to play when it come out in 2024. Metaphor, this game here from the Persona people, most definitely going to play. Not finna say this name because it's that Japanese god of Japanese. What's that type of style game? Dark Souls type game. But it's Path to Goddess. I mean, most definitely gonna play that. That look interesting. So I'm most definitely gonna play that. Probably won't play it day one, but I'm most definitely gonna play it. Payday 3. For all the people out there, by the time y'all this come out, it's gonna be late. Payday, whoever's behind Payday, they are amazing because what they did is if you go to the Epic Store, if you're on PC, they got Payday 2 for free. So this is a good marketing for Payday 3 because I never heard of Payday until last week. And then when Payday 2 came out, I was like, let me go ahead and download it. And I liked it. And then now Payday 3, boom. So they did a good marketing for that. So like I said, by the time this comes out, it's going to be over with. But whoever behind the marketing team for Payday, they did good because they made Payday 2 for free on Epic Games Store for a week. And like I said, it caught my eye, and I'm looking forward for Payday 3. Persona 3 Reload, like me and Dad was saying, we jumped on the bandwagon late when it came to Persona, and I like it. He love it. Most definitely going to play Persona 3 Reloaded. Persona 5, once again, Tactica, I'm getting that. I'm playing that. Star Wars Outlaws, most definitely going to play that. Maybe not day one. Still Wake the Deep. Now, that... I'm on a iffy about that one. I may play it. I may not. It looked like one of them horror games. It looked like a good streaming horror game. I'll say that. I may play it. May not. But what I do is I probably keep on the back burner. And then, depending on how I feel, I'll probably play it. Hold on. Let's say it come out early 2024. So, I'll probably play. Because depending on how I'm feeling, I may be streaming back in 2024. So, I'll probably stream this. Series S, they announced they got a new 1 terabyte. Y'all could have just bought an SSD off of Newegg or Amazon for cheap. And then just put it in there. Starfield Limited Edition, they got a new headset, and they got a controller. How y'all feel about those two?
That headset is nothing but this headset with a skin on it.
I mean, you're right. I mean, that's the same for the controller. It just has words on it.
Well, peep this out. The controller is $80, and the headset is $125.
Is that the normal price?
I don't know. I play.
This was 99.
I feel like I play PC. It's been. I don't keep up.
You got it on sale, Dad.
Huh?
I said you got it on sale.
I ain't gonna tell them that.
Did I?
I don't know.
LJ just trying to.
Because I would have paid $125 for that if that's how much that one cost.
Yeah, this one was 99. So.
So those two coming out, and then the collector's edition, which is. Basically, this if y'all love Starfield, y'all dropping $600-$700 for this game. Because if you love it, you're gonna get the controller, you're gonna get the headset, and on top of that, you're gonna get the collector's edition.
I love
Starfield. The only thing I would get is the controller. That's the only thing I would get is the controller.
Yeah, the controller do look good.
Everything else, I don't care.
The controller do look good, I ain't gonna lie. But what you said, you don't need a headset?
I don't even need the controller, to be honest. But I might get it because it look cool.
Yeah.
So, but like, I ain't paying for no watch.
You ain't lying. You definitely ain't lying. Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty. Whenever I'm gonna play Cyberpunk. I just don't know when. Because like Dad said, it took forever and a day for this DLC to drop. And if they still going by the roadmap, they got a few more stuff that they're gonna drop. So I don't know. I'm probably just gonna take the hit, buy it, and then just buy the DLC as they come. But I'm most definitely gonna play Cyberpunk. Just don't know when. Elder Scrolls Online, that's not for me, but for everybody out there, Elder Scrolls still got some stuff going on. Fallout 76, like we just recently said, they still making content. Y'all going to Atlantic City. I don't know what that means, but for all my people out there, y'all going to Atlantic City. Microsoft Flight Simulator, Doom, that's just, y'all just get just a ship or wherever the Doom ship is or plane. Whatever you want to call it. So that's literally it. Overwatch 2, and me and LJ were talking about this. Overwatch 2 literally gonna be Fortnite in a couple years.
Game. That's what you say.
Dad, do you agree with Dad? Cause I think Dad just shook his head.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's literally gonna be that. Cause Overwatch.
No, explain to Dad what you mean by it's gonna be like Fortnite.
It's literally gonna be where. How can I explain this? When you log into Fortnite, instead of having like one or two game modes, they had like a kajillion stuff you can do. Overwatch 2 gonna be something similar to that. Where when you log in, you won't have two options. Well, you got more than two options, but you won't have that select option where you can go to the training mode, gun range, rank, or casual play. When you log into Overwatch 2, you won't have this bombarded stuff where, oh, if you want to go to this city, here you go to this city to shoot or do this mode. Or we can do this mode where you have zombies or blah, blah, blah. So that I'm thinking that's where they're going to go towards, where they're going to introduce different rank mode, where they're going to introduce where you can build your own stuff, make your own stuff. Like you said, they're going to add more story or co-op story missions and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure that's what Overwatch 2 going to be. It's going to be like Fortnite.
I was thinking for a different reason.
But what
I'm pretty sure Dad's going to talk about they going to have, well, Dad, you do it.
Yeah, what you
was thinking more of like just an abundance of DLC, like, and like emotes, and now and
the
popularity of the game is going to grow and stuff like that.
Okay, I can see that.
It had a rough start, but yeah, it's gaining traction now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I can see that. So, yeah.
Average person who I don't play it as much, but I'll watch it. This game, no matter what you do, is probably going to be saved, and it probably won't get to whatever you think Fortnite is going to be.
Well, Overwatch, I've been saying Overwatch your baby. So
and the reason I say that is because so they got rid of what was originally going to be PvE. They supposed to have like a true story mode. They were supposed to have that. Right. Now it's gone down to what is a story mission. Lately, their hero creation is not going well. Their last hero, everybody hates.
Well, they teased another one during this show. Okay.
And they teased another one. And it's supposed to be another support because they were supposed to do three supports in a row. So this is going to be the last support.
Okay.
I thought it was ZBS, but then I remembered they did say it. The reason why everybody hates the last support because it literally doesn't do anything.
Oh, matter of fact, yeah, it is. Yeah, they say it's going to be a new support hero. Yeah.
Right. They have a new game mode that I didn't even know about. And I'm not sure if it's going to be done competitively, but we'll see how that goes. Like, there's things that Blizzard has done about this game, and they have not done it well. They're trying to save it on all fronts, and it doesn't look good. This is probably their really last attempt to try to save this game. Again, I think it's only going to be three story missions, too, is what I heard. It was either three or five. So it's only that. Now, what they're going to try to do to save this game is what Fortnite does, which is they're going to do skins. They already started it. They did the One Punch Man skin. They have other skins they want to do. I know they said they wanted to do a Naruto one. I think they said they might want to do an Avengers one. I'm not sure. I know Naruto for sure. They've been adding in emotes and things like that for a long time now. So you're going to have more emotes. And then you have what everybody hates, but it's the new thing in games, a battle pass.
Right. Right.
That is how they're trying to get their money back after, you know, the whole loot boxes is gambling and things like that, right? So, that's why I'm saying, like, this, all this stuff is cool, but, like, literally people who saw this was like, okay, cool. And they're not going to even probably try it out, or they might, who knows. But it's not going to, it's not for a long term. They are trying to get as much money as they can on the short term, and I don't know what's going to happen to this game in the long term.
I got you. Like I said, I ain't going to speak too much about it because you know Overwatch more than me. So I ain't going to speak too much about it. But they added new stuff. And will you, what you give it, a W or L for this, LJ?
For what?
The Overwatch stuff that they showed. Or they know.
I think it's a W because anything that they give out is, they, you know, it needs to be done.
Okay.
But it's a short term W, not nothing that's gonna help them long term, in my opinion.
Okay. So like I said, I don't know too much about it, so I don't want to say it's the L of W. Like I said, you the one that know everything about Overwatch. And the last thing, Sea of Thieves. Now here's the thing, Sea of Thieves. It's a good game. I won't play it, but if Dad hit me up saying, "Hey, I want to stream this, but I need somebody to stream it with or play it with." You down to stream it with me? I'd be like, yeah. So I'll play this and the expansion because the Legend of Monkey Island is a free DLC for Sea of Thieves. So I will play it if LJ, which I don't think you probably will play it.
I probably won't play Sea of Thieves.
But if Dad hit me up saying, "Hey, I want to stream this, but I need somebody to stream it with," you down? I'll do it for Dad. So it's a game, don't get me wrong, I like it, but it's a game where I have my best time playing it with a friend. So I'm not gonna download it, but like I said, if Dad hit me up or somebody hit me up saying, "Hey, you down to play Sea of Thieves?" or "Hey, I want to stream Sea of Thieves, you don't mind playing it with me?" then I'll be like, "Yeah, sure." So Sea of Thieves good, like I said. Me personally, it's just not fun playing by yourself. You just need friends with that. But Sea of Thieves, Legend of Monkey Island, comes out July 20th. Like I said, if I had some people with me to play it, I will play it. But since I'm by myself, I'm not going to play it. But from what I've seen, it looked like a good DLC. And it's free, so you can't beat that. But other than that, that's pretty much what all they showed. Like I said, out of the 14, 15 games, they showed 3 games I'm not going to play. But the 3 games that I'm not going to play are not garbage. They're good. This is not for me. So at the end of the day, I get us a W on Xbox part. So all I got to say, Starfield, we just got to wait and see on that. Hopefully they don't pull an Anthem. The only thing I gotta worry about is them downscaling and the performance. Cause I can let y'all know right now, when it comes to this game here, y'all gonna need a powerful PC to push it. Cause I guarantee you, my PC probably won't push it. But the only way I say this, they gotta put DLSS. I don't think you know what that is, LJ. Cause I don't think you know what that is. But that's the only way they got a chance at this thing to actually run smooth on console or for NVIDIA people. They got to put DLSS and they could put ray tracing, even though that's the same thing. But that's the only thing that could probably save this game on PC if you got a NVIDIA graphics card. But like I said, we'll wait and see. Hopefully they show some more stuff before September. But Dad, what you got to say to these folk before we head out?
Appreciate everybody who shows up and shows out for us. Good looking out. I enjoyed this showcase. I thought it was good. It was worth waking up earlier and doing other things for. I was multitasking all day today, so like I have to try and get everything done. But like it was worth watching, and like I appreciate you guys again just coming in here and just helping us become better than what we are. So,
LJ, what you got to say, man?
I think There's been games shown all week. This we are in the time of E3, or I guess you could call that online E3 or whatever you want, or just people doing, or different companies doing their own things. We have seen Mortal Kombat this weekend, Assassin's Creed Mirage, the Xbox Showcase, PC Gaming. Tomorrow, I believe it's Ubisoft, so yeah, we'll see Assassin's Creed. Yeah. And they all are doing well. And I think I miss E3, but this is, for the long run, better. Because companies keep to, I guess you could say, save money, and hopefully they use that money on their games instead of going out for a showcase. Now, they still will go to showcases because you have South by Southwest, other little, you know, anime conventions and things like that. They might show up to, or gaming conventions. I do hope there's another gaming convention that happens that's big where everybody will show up at. But if this means that we get better products, video games wise, I'm okay with this type of environment that we have now.
Gotcha. Well, like I said before, the showcase was a W. Like I said, only three games. But the three games that I do not like is not because they garbage. Just not for me. But other than that, everything else legit I'm going to play. Just don't know when I'm going to play. And Starfield, we just got to cross our fingers on that one. Because Anthem and parts of Cyberpunk scarred us for stuff like this. So hopefully they show more updates on it. Hopefully this ain't the last thing we get until the game come out in September. Hopefully we get some more stuff like around around July, August, or something like that. But you know, only time will tell. But other than that, so far Xbox is doing its thing. The game studios that they brought, they putting them to work, and they got game stuff to prove it. So we just gotta wait and see. So far, Xbox people out there, if everything goes according to plan, we're going to be eating for here until 2024. So, but like Dad said, man, we appreciate y'all for stopping by. We almost at 3K on TikTok. I got to check and see, but I could have sworn we hit like 2,500. So, we almost at 3K on TikTok. YouTube, we getting the views up. So, hope y'all enjoying that stuff. Dad got an announcement he gonna make soon, so y'all be on lookout for that. Also, we got some stuff that we working on in the back, so y'all gonna look out for that. We gonna announce it probably at the end of June, maybe. I gotta look at the calendar, but probably on the next episode we gonna announce it, something like that. But y'all stay tuned for that. But anyways, my name Randall, with me as always my boy LJ and OG Dad himself, man. We go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully, I enjoyed this episode, and we catch y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.